This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Thwarting public process, Environment Department rushes ahead to hearing. In a hurry to approve permits for nuclear facilities before the end of the year, the Martinez administration is saying no to requests for more time for the public to prepare for the hearings. The applicable regulations are specific about the amount of time needed before certain hearing processes begin. The administration, however, is rushing to sign off on the permits before they leave office on Monday, December 31st at midnight. The hearings involve a groundwater discharge permit for a waste control specialist and a proposed 30% expansion of the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. There are others in the queue. For plans to expand the amount of radioactive and hazardous waste disposed of at WIP, the public comment period ended on September 20th. It is expected that a notice of hearing will be mailed on September 22nd, with a public hearing scheduled for October 23rd, only 31 days later, in Carlsbad. The regulations require, when there is a request for a public hearing, that negotiations take place between the Environment Department, the facility, and the public to attempt to resolve the issues. Negotiations generally cut down on the issues going to hearing. While the department's practice has been to hold negotiations before a notice of hearing is mailed out, it plans to begin negotiations on Monday, September 24th. Another permit is for groundwater discharges from the Waste Control Specialist Radioactive and Hazardous Waste Dump, located in Texas on the New Mexico-Texas border just a few miles east of Eunice. The public hearing is scheduled to begin at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, October 2nd at the Eunice Community Center. Opportunities for public comment will be available in the evening and at times during the day on Tuesday, Wednesday, and possibly through Thursday. Citizens for Alternatives to Radioactive Dumping, the Alliance for Environmental Strategies, and other groups and individuals submitted extensive comments about the draft permit and requested a public hearing. Their comments pointed out the lack of almost any monitoring or other protective provisions in the latest draft permit. The groups also raised concerns about the many problems with the collection of documents that are found in the administrative record and its index, which serves as the basis for the permit. The groups found the record to be, quote, incomplete, inconsistent, and inadequate to allow the public to fully understand and present technical testimony upon which the Secretary of the Environment will make a final determination approving or disproving the permit, end quote. Because of these concerns, on September 17th, the groups filed a motion for a continuance of the hearing process. As of press time, they have not yet received a response. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.